One of the crops that grew well on Zom's farm was pumpkins. Late at night, he walked through the patch with torches lighting the way between the trees. He gave each pumpkin his full attention, making sure it got the nutrition it needed. He also kept watch for pests lurking in the shadows. Zom's plans had not always worked out, but he felt good about this one. The first step was to grow big pumpkins that would taste delicious. Check. The next step would be to harvest the pumpkins and turn them into pumpkin cakes. Oh no! When Zom woke up this morning, one of the pumpkins was missing. It can't have been little pests. They would have only made holes in the pumpkin. This must be an especially big pest indeed. It must have plucked the pumpkin right off the vine and run away with it. Skell comes out to take a look. He checks the area for any suspicious clues that the animal may have left behind. Both Skell and Bones are great trackers. They do not find a single footprint or scrap of fur. How mysterious! When Zom goes out to the patch the next day, two more pumpkins are missing. His frustration grows because he can't understand it. There are still no signs of the beast that must have come and stolen them. His suspicion is that it must be a very sneaky animal. Zom has a chat to Skell about his options. Skell thinks that it would be a good idea to stake out the pumpkin patch. Zom can stay up all night hidden in the garden so that he can catch the pumpkin thief. Zom had the ambition to stay up all night and keep watch over his pumpkins. However, he started to fade after a couple of hours. Not a lot was happening in the patch, and Zom found it hard to keep his eyes open. When Zom woke up from his nap in the pumpkin patch, he found that only one of his pumpkins remained. Had the rest of them sprouted legs and run away? He was sure that any commotion from an animal scratching about would have woken him up right away. Zom and Skell guarded the pumpkin together at all times. Zom had put in so much effort, and his determination would not waver. He was set on getting at least one pumpkin out of this crop. That way they could use its seeds and start again. One night, the pumpkin started spinning in the dirt, causing quite a commotion. Zom and Skell could not believe their eyes. Was there an animal under the ground stealing their pumpkins? Would the pumpkin get sucked down into the earth? The pumpkin popped up out of the earth. It had legs, arms, and a spooky head. He gave them a friendly introduction. "My name is Jack," he said. Did the other pumpkins do the same thing as this one? Did they sprout legs and run off into the night? Jack loved the farm so much that he wanted to stay on. Zom and Skell showed him so much affection. There were no pumpkin cakes, but there was a new pal. They set Jack up with his own room in the house. But Zom still had one question. Where had all the other pumpkins gone?